From Birmingham, I'm Miranda Fulmore. There aren't enough plumbers and electricians to go around. According to national data, fewer young people want to work in trade jobs than ever before, and that's left a hole in the job market. But as WBHM's Kyra Miles reports, one charter school in Birmingham is giving some young people skills needed to address that problem.
Just how we're doing all this stuff doing here.
Welcome to High School Woodshop. But not at a regular public high school. The lockers have books and papers and steel-toed boots and hard hats. The students don't just learn science and reading. They learn construction, HVAC, and electrical engineering. This is Build Up Community School in Titusville. In construction class, students work on their own projects, like creating a bench or table, with their teacher to help.
Now, would that be a
safety? No.
Would that be a safe way to cut?
No.
Build Up is a charter school that started 2 years ago with the mission to give low-income students the tools for a stable career, with a focus on trade education. Trades were a completely new concept to 11th grader Kimaya Grant. She's one of 45 students at the school.
I just learned a lot of stuff, like, that I could do by myself. And now when I go out in the real world, I won't have to call somebody and be like, can you come and fix this? Because I already know how to do it because of school. So I appreciate them for that.
At 16 years old, she's on track to graduate with her associate's degree at the same time as her high school diploma. She says this school is empowering. That's what Executive Director James Sutton likes to hear.
A huge part of the goal for Build Up is to not only try to lay a foundation for education, but we know that a high school diploma really won't get you that far in today's economy. You're going to need some additional skills. You're going to need some credentials.
One reason Build Up started was to give students options outside of traditional higher ed. Sutton argues for a lot of the students the school serves, college means debt and no guarantee of a job.
So we're hopefully setting our students up to avoid being saddled with a lot of debt at such an early age, but also to have a real skill and a real trade that they're going to be able to use and employ for a very, very long time, because plumbing is not going anywhere. Electrical work is not going anywhere.
The first 2 years at Build Up are for students to discover what they're interested in and set goals. The next two are to build on that foundation for a career in Birmingham. But Build Up's mission is bigger than the city. It aims to be a part of the solution to a national problem.
The age of the trade worker is getting older and older.
That's Tony Lovelady. He's the superintendent at Hoare Construction, one of Build Up's community partners.
If you want something built, you have to have the workers to do it. I think a lot of people overlook that when they see a construction worker or something like that. It has a stigma.
Lovelady knew he wanted to build things for a living from a young age, but he says not all young people are exposed to this career path. Data from recruiting platform Handshake showed that Generation Z, or people aged 25 or younger, applied for technical jobs at half the rate in 2022 compared to 2020.
I think one of the things, a lot of times young people in school, they get college pushed on them saying, hey, you got to go to college, which some people are not cut out for college.
By junior year, each Build Up student gets an internship with a local business. Some intern in the medical field and others apprentice with construction companies, where students can get into the real nitty-gritty of construction work. This sounds like a regular construction site, and it is, except all the workers are 16 years old.
Hey, how do y'all think? Do you think we need to take the top part off?
Nah,
what should we do instead?
Part of Build Up's practical curriculum is building and renovating houses to resell. Today, they're working on a house on Arkadelphia Road. They hammer and drill and landscape the house so it's ready to move in. For some Build Up students, the next step is college. For others, it's going right into the workforce. Tori Washington is a graduate of Build Up who now works full-time as an HVAC technician. He says he probably wouldn't have gotten into a trade if it weren't for Build Up. At an entry level, he's already making at least $40,000 a year.
Trade jobs, you can make some serious money. Like, the more knowledge you got about trades, the more money you can make.
Another part of the school's mission is to build generational wealth for students and their families. That's why BuildUp's work doesn't stop after graduation. Once students graduate, they have the opportunity to buy a house through the school. And Washington is doing just that. The same house he worked on when he was a high school student, he now owns.
Out of all my mom's children, I'll be the first one to be a homeowner. It's a big step for me.
He says he grew up hopping from house to house, and owning a home seemed like a fantasy. But at 21 years old, it's a reality.
If you asked me 5 years ago, if I thought about owning a house at this age, I would have looked at you like you was crazy, but here I am now.
Washington is one of the first success stories at BuildUp. They're currently recruiting new students for next school year. Kyra Miles, WBHM.
Kyra Miles is a Report for America Corps member reporting on education for WBHM.